This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Kent Lehr. Kent is the Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at Unity Point Health. Unity Point Health is one of the great regional systems in our country, provides care across the state of Iowa and also now in a number of other states too, but one of the great, you know, sort of benchmark systems in our country. So, Kent, we're thrilled to have you join us today. We're going to talk to Kent particularly about innovation efforts and what they're learning through innovation and the combination of innovation and COVID-19. Kent, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Scott. Excited to be here and happy to have the conversation. As was mentioned, I lead strategy and business development for Unity Point Health. That also includes our innovation efforts, which are a heightened sense of importance right now as we deal with a really important crisis. And I've been with the organization for about 10 years in a variety of roles, and I've been in the current role for, I think going on 3 years now. So, we've come a long way in a short amount of time when it comes to some of the efforts that we're leading right now, and it's paying off in a big way. So excited to talk about them.
Oh, fantastic. And I know I've watched over the years the growth of Unity Point in a variety of different ways. So pleasure to visit with you. Talk about the investment in innovation that was sort of made in a background not intended specifically to be applied to this crisis or to COVID-19, but talk about how that investment that's been made by the system in the last few years has had a payoff for this crisis or has been useful in this crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was serendipitous. No one could have predicted what we would be dealing with now. But several years ago when I came into this role, our strategy around innovation was a top priority for our CEO and for our leadership team as we looked at our strategic plan. And it just so happens that a lot of the foundational efforts that we had put in place the last couple of years have been extremely helpful as we deal with the crisis on our hands related to COVID-19. I think there are three areas for us where I see it paying off real time. I think the first is expertise. Just to paint a vision for innovation at Unity Point Health and what it was going to mean for us, and then to be able to bring in strong leadership and expertise to help us turn that vision into a reality has been invaluable. We brought in Matt Warrens, who's our managing director of our innovation team. He's been outstanding at creating new partnerships, at helping guide the organization towards a digital readiness, a level of digital readiness that we just weren't there a couple of years ago. And then frankly, working in some areas right now that we never would have anticipated, as he works with our logistics and supply chain teams to identify unique and innovative sources for personal protective equipment for our team members right now. So, expertise is a huge one. The second is speed. These big organizations, these big health systems sort of move at their own pace. And in an environment like today, you've got to move at a much more rapid pace. And so, our investment in innovation, I think, has taught our organization how to move more quickly and to implement and scale solutions more quickly. And so that's paying off as we've looked to our portfolio companies and the innovation fund to help better support our team members and our communities. And then the last is culture. I think in a crisis, people tend to revert back to what's comfortable or what they know. Very few rise to the occasion. At Unity Point, I'm seeing our team members rise to the occasion. And I give every one of our 34,000 people strong credit for, buying into the culture of our organization, that culture of innovation, and looking at how they can tap into sort of their own innovative thinking to bring solutions to bear right now that our team members and our communities desperately need. So I'm really proud of that and how that's paying off.
Thank you, Kent. And you've mentioned in terms of innovation, three or four different areas that tie together in different ways. You've talked about digital readiness, and you've talked about, in addition to that, sort of impact on supply chain and logistics and how important that has been on a whole set of different levels, whether it's PPE, whether it's medicines, whether whatever it might be, sort of this digital readiness, also the strengthening of and the intelligence around the supply chain and the logistics. You've also talked about speed and how important building in the culture of speed is, particularly in a large system that at one time was running in a relatively disparate way that has become more and more centric driven over the last decade or so. But also 34,000 employees and building that speed and readiness and innovation into the culture. And you've got a magnificent workforce at Unity Point. So that's obviously helped. Talk to us about two things for a second as a follow-on to that. First, about supply chain and logistics. And what does some of that look like in a time of crises? I mean, that's obviously being talked about a ton throughout the country right now. And then also talk to us a little bit about the Innovation Fund and any thoughts around that.
Yeah, you know, great questions, because I think they're two key elements of our ability to get through the crisis. And I think that they're key elements of our ability to reactivate on the back end of it. And so on the supply chain and the logistics side, you know, that to me in our organization right now is a trigger indicator. We are evaluating almost real time our supply chain and our supply stock of the equipment that our team members and our staff need to be able to be on the front lines. Same with drugs and testing, you know, all trigger indicators. And so, you know, early on as we began to look at the predictive models, we knew we were going to have issues like everyone is right now. And so we redistributed talent and expertise in our organization on those trigger indicators. And our innovation team is one of those teams that immediately jumped in with our supply chain leadership, excellent leadership there, to help source personal protective equipment, drugs, testing from a variety of different places. And so we've got, you know, just the scrappiness almost of the organization and our ability to secure that equipment that's needed for our team members has been outstanding. Great example. We've got a nurse maker lab in one of our regions. It's a really important part of our innovation and incubator efforts. We went from, in about 10 days, a concept around how to print a face shield to 20,000 face shields delivered to our caregivers in 10 days. You know, from a source you never would have considered, you know, a month ago. So it's a great example of the scrappiness, the importance of logistics, but also then how that speed execution helped, you know, in a material way during the crisis. On the digital side, you know, I think early on, a lot of our innovation efforts, the focus was our ventures group, and we created UPH Ventures, a significant venture fund, and our thesis, you know, has matured as we launched that fund. But we have a lot of digital capabilities and solutions companies in our fund right now, and the credit goes to those partners: CareSignal, formerly eFarmix, Well, SilverCloud. These organizations reached out immediately with ways to support our response to the crisis. And so we've been able to launch digital therapeutics in the behavioral health space using SilverCloud to help our employees and team members and communities deal with the crisis and the mental stress of the crisis. CareSignal and our ability to check in on team members and community members via text message with a live COVID-19 symptoms checker. So it's helping us monitor our workforce digitally. And then Well, just to be able to create digital waiting rooms so we weren't inadvertently bringing infected patients and community members into our clinics and exposing or putting other people at risk. It's just been awesome to see the response and how these companies in our fund and these partners of ours, you never would have thought you were going to use them like this. And they've become so materially important throughout this crisis. We've been really excited. It came back to us to two things. One, we've got to protect our people. And so how do we do everything we can to protect our workforce and the people on the front lines? And we've got to protect and serve our communities. And so we've taken the tools and the expertise and the people, and we've applied them to those two challenges. And I'm happy that we're rising to that challenge.
It's fantastic. Talk a bit more about some of the things you're most proud of in the Unity Health system. And you've mentioned a little bit of this. Give us 30 to 60 seconds on a couple of things you're most proud of that you've seen.
Yeah, that's so hard. There's a lot. You know, culture matters. I'm really proud of how people have embraced a culture of innovation in our organization and a culture of looking anywhere and everywhere for solutions to do things better. My belief, the other thing I'm really proud of is you get what you emphasize. You know, I've had coaches tell me that in sports in the past. If you practice it, it pays off. Well, you know, we've practiced it, we've been practicing it, and it's paying off. And that's a kudos to our, you know, leaders and caregivers and everyone across our organization. And then lastly, you know, innovative teams rise to the challenge. And people might not feel it right now, but we are rising to the challenge. We will get through this, and I'm really excited and proud of the kind of organization we're going to be when we look back at how we handled it.
Teeing off of that, what are some of the things you're learning from this that will transcend this? Because this may very well go on for a couple of years while we figure out how to get back to work while managing COVID-19. It may not just go away. We may not end up with a quick vaccine on it, although there's lots of work being put into it. But what have you learned from this beyond COVID-19? You've talked about sort of building the digital engine before you needed it this badly and how helpful that's been. What else have you learned over the last short period of time that will transcend this?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a great point, because I think it's important for the organization, for other organizations to recognize, you know, there will be a point in time where we get through this, get through COVID-19, and we'll be on the back end of it. And so we've begun thinking a lot about reactivation and what does it mean to get back to business. And, you know, I like to look at other examples sort of in life and in work and try to apply them to current situations. And, you know, I remember, I'm one of those people that remembers 9/11. And I remember the almost in a day how things changed and what it did to the travel industry. I think one of the things I remember on the back end of that tragedy and that crisis was people traveled again. It just changed how people traveled. And I think COVID-19, you know, healthcare is going to be stronger as we get through it, but it's going to change healthcare. And, you know, I think the digital shift is going to be one of those major factors. And you're just seeing how quickly people are taking up, you know, virtual and digital access channels right now. And my belief is this was sort of the catalyst to get them to do that. And when we get on the backside of this and we have to manage COVID, but also manage getting our business turned back on and providing care and in all the other ways that we support the populations that we serve, they're not going to want to go back. They're going to find how easy and seamless and what a great experience some of these other access channels are. And we, you know, if you want to be an organization ready to reactivate, you've got to be playing in those spaces. And so that's one of, I think, the learnings that you take forward is how do you take the crisis and recognize, you know, where there might be change that's permanent on the back end, and then ensure you've got the vehicle and the tools to be able to support the communities in the way that they're going to need it going forward.
Talk to us just one more bit about, tell us just one more bit about the Unity Health organization. I've been familiar with it for a long time. Going back sometime, we had the CEO on our advisory board who was magnificent. But tell us a little bit about the Unity Point system.
Yeah, so Unity Point Health, you know, we celebrated our 25th year as a system. And we were really formed out of the coming together of independent hospital regions that back in the mid-90s realized that they, you know, by working together, they could better serve the communities that they were in. But largely, we were a decentralized organization. And over that 25 years, and really the system took on the persona of the leader. And in the last, 5 to 10 years, and especially in the last 5 years or so, our CEO has been very focused on systemness and has been very focused on partnership across our organization, really taking it from the collection of regions to working together to be able to invest in the tools and capabilities to manage populations. And the recognition that as you look at teasing out variation in the clinical side, you've got to tease out that same variation on the operational and administrative side. And so really his vision has been about a fully integrated system, managing the health of the populations that we serve. And, you know, I think that that vision and that change in our operating model is paying off in big ways as we deal with a crisis that is impacting all of our regions differently, but we rally around each of those kind of nuanced challenges as we go. So that's just a kind of a little bit of the history on the operating model and the transformation of Unity Point in the last handful of years and how big of an impact that's having in today's world.
But particularly as you have to pivot and make decisions and look at things on a global level, so important what you've done and what you've accomplished. I've watched it over the years. I've watched your leadership grow, and just fantastic what you've done. Kent, we greatly appreciate you being with us today. Just a pleasure. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. And, you know, thanks for the time and opportunity. And I wish everyone well, here in the near term, we'll get through this crisis together and hope everyone just stays well and healthy and optimistic as we beat this challenge.